to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can go to MightyHouse.net, click on the Mighty House team page, and you'll find a lot of great companies there that can help you out. Just look on the Mighty House team page. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, we've got Elliot Richardson.
I can go home now. Done that.
We've got Elliot Richardson in the studio now. He's from the SBAC. So how do you really feel about this primer paint all-in-one product that's coming out from right now? What's your opinion on it?
You know, Ron, when I do my home improvement,
yeah.
which I think happened once,
yeah.
and that was the best change. That was the most well-done change light bulb you've ever seen. So I didn't put it in backwards. It was great. So I'm a big proponent of that paint.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Okay.
Am I supposed to be?
Yes.
Okay.
You can be.
Yes. All right. All right.
So, but you rocked the light bulb change is what I just heard you say.
Light bulb.
You rocked it.
Yeah, I actually got it right. I was very excited.
It worked. You turned the switch on. It was like brilliant. Right?
I just learned how to use a Google Share Drive. It's all of these things that I learned slowly but surely, yes. So I took care of that.
Excellent. All right. Well, Elliot's from the SBAC, the Small Business Advocacy Council. And you got something coming up today. You're not dressed for it yet, though, it doesn't look like.
No.
This is not your barbecue attire.
It is not.
Okay.
One of the things I'm so excited about with barbecue is the fact I'm going to be wearing shorts,
uh-huh.
a T-shirt, just
yep.
hanging out. We wanted to have an SBAC event that wasn't so formal, that was just really members getting together, talking a little politics, but also, and that's nonpartisan politics, but mm-hmm. also hanging out. We're going to have a bags tournament. We're going to have a home run wiffle ball derby.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie had a great suggestion that we just put the staff, including me, out there in the backyard, and if you hit us, it's different points.
Nice. I love it. I love it. I love it.
So hitting,
and it's wiffle ball, so it comes at you at such a high speed. It's
yeah.
you know,
oh, exactly. You know, we don't want to get anybody injured, but Stephanie is definitely, and mm-hmm. it was her suggestion, the most points for hitting her.
Oh,
so,
well, she's so skinny, it'll be hard to hit her anyway.
Well, we're all going to be out there.
You know,
there.
It's not like I'm standing out there, which, you know, it's like hitting the broadside of a barn.
Yeah.
You know, a little different.
It should be a lot of fun. So we're really looking forward to it. We'll have food. It's going to be really nice.
Excellent. Excellent. So, and that starts today at noon?
That's it. That's today at noon, 2 o'clock. It's at my house in the backyard, backyard barbecue. And I just think it will be really nice. And as a way to raise money for our efforts to do our nonpartisan advocacy for small businesses, it's nice to have sort of a lower cost but high engagement event.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're beginning to encourage our members to
do. And it's
not
a formal get together or anything like that, just everybody hanging out in your backyard having some fun.
That's exactly what it is.
And you're lucky as hell it's not raining today.
I know.
Because we'd all be standing in your garage then, right?
Absolutely.
Well, if you're inviting everybody, does that
and
mean
there's
you're
nothing wrong
out
with garage parties, just saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, my address is 39 St. Charles. And if you want to support
Highland Park,
and if you want to support the small business community, come on out. You're going to
yep.
meet fantastic, great people. And we're going to have a wonderful time today.
And if you bring your motorcycle, you'll be able to park right up front. You won't have
Ooh,
to park.
Nice.
See?
Yes.
Come right up front.
Exactly what Ron said. I mean, I actually say that with absolutely no authority to say that, because okay. I'm not running anything like that, but it sounds very good.
Because, you know, parking-wise, I can squeeze right in the middle of nowhere. So
you always do on that motorcycle.
I know.
I mean, that is really a nice perk to driving a motorcycle. When you come downtown for the policy committee meetings,
like
you're always able to find a spot with that motorcycle.
A lot of places, Arlington Park Racetrack, they have motorcycle parking right up front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Special section. It's nice.
Yeah, it really is.
So it's cool. I'm in it. So I'll just be parking right in front of your house then at about 12 o'clock.
Well, I'm going to go home, and I'm training today.
Okay.
For the Wiffle Ball Home Run Derby.
Okay.
And, you know, I expect you to be up there.
I've got the big
fat bat for everybody.
Oh, really? Is it the big, like the 6-inch diameter one?
We've got that one and the skinny one.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think we'll go pros and rookies.
Well, then I need the rookie one.
Nice.
That's the 6-inch, right?
That's the 6-inch one. So, you know, we'll see what I'm able to do.
Okay.
Nolan Ryan on the mound and whatever baseball player you want to be.
Okay.
We all need to have dreams.
So sure,
it should be a lot of fun.
All right, excellent. So I could be Pete Rose then, because nobody want to be Pete Rose.
I bet you will be the only person
you
who wants
look
to be Pete Rose.
You got the figure, Pete Rose figure going on.
Exactly.
Robbie, I'm surprised you haven't brought up the menu yet.
Oh, geez.
Right. So, food wise.
So you're asking the absolute. You're asking the
yes.
the paint primer guy about
right.
what food's going to be served.
Correct. Yes.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be awesome food.
It's going to be awesome food that's going to be served. We're actually bringing it in. So too many people to barbecue for, but I'm quite confident we'll have sandwiches and desserts and fruit and chips and the whole nine yards.
Okay. And just go to sbacil.org. You can sign up and head out there today.
Yeah, or, you know, you could come and show up
right.
as well. I'm not sure whether you're able to still sign up. I'm not sure what that
link is. Okay.
But absolutely. And if you want to come, you can email me at Elliot@sbacil.org, and I'll let the folks in charge. I'll let them know.
Excellent.
Thank you.
That's very cool. Okay, so there's also a golf outing coming up next month, right?
There is.
And
yeah.
And now that I'm going to this, I don't have to go to the golf outing, right? Because I'm doing the barbecue. Is that what the deal was?
Yeah, but Ron, every time I see you, you say that you live to golf.
No.
So I'm
like you live to paint. Elliot lives to paint. I live to play golf. Yeah, I understand. Okay.
You and I have probably golfed about the same amount of time. honestly, I've golfed like 8 times in my life. And
never.
I'm really, you've never golfed?
No, never.
Even when he was president of NAR and we did the golf outing, he made an appearance, rode around a little, but no.
So I'm good at riding in
yeah.
the carts.
Yeah.
I always love a good refreshment on the course.
Yeah.
In terms of hitting that little bitty ball,
mm-hmm.
I'm very bad. So, you know, what I tell people who come to the golf outing is my promise is you won't have to golf anywhere near me.
Okay.
And if you do, I'll provide helmets.
Just stand,
nice.
Stand behind you.
Exactly, because I could hurt somebody with an errant ball, and they're all errant balls.
Uh-huh.
So, absolutely, we've got a great golf outing coming up. In September, and it should be a lot of fun. We always have great golf outings.
What's the date?
I think it's the 25th. Is that right?
If those dates are correct, yeah.
Oh, let's hope they are. Yes, it is the 25th of September.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it should be a great time.
Awesome.
Okay.
Can I drive a cart?
Yeah. So
I want to drive a cart.
Before we move on here. Robbie wants to be your personal assistant and drive the cart. You told her she could do it last year, but then she got bailed on and she wasn't able to drive the cart around. She wants to be your personal assistant.
But drive the cart.
No, why anyone would want to be my personal assistant, I have no idea. But driving the cart, I'm going to make an executive decision, which
and?
I'm never allowed to make. Absolutely.
Yay!
Absolutely.
Yay! Because last year being your assistant was basically standing around watching you talk to people and saying, they want you here, they want you here, they want you here. And they're like, Robbie, go get him. He's not moving. So that didn't work out.
Nobody wants to hear me talk for an extended period of time. I mean,
you
small
know,
doses
that's what
work.
You were just talking to everybody, so I couldn't get you to go where you needed to go. But if I have the golf cart, then Stephanie and I can go and make sure all the holes are filled with, you know.
The water, they're watered down
right,
and everything's
right.
ready to go.
I bestow upon you a golf cart for the golf outing. So
I'll be there.
Excellent. Excellent.
I need to call Stephanie.
And if you like to play golf or you want to hang out, or At least I show up for the dinners afterwards.
You do. So.
The dinners are really great, so, and you get a whole nother group of people to meet. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, these events are so much fun, but all these events, you're coming to them for a purpose, and the purpose is
there's a purpose?
There
I'm
is.
Sorry.
And
to eat.
yes, and also, you know, to support small businesses and really to fuel our efforts. And that's what brings a lot of great people out. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people that just don't go to other events show up at these things because they know that when they're there, the end result is perhaps a stronger small business community, stronger local economies. And that's good. That's cause-based networking. That's meeting people for a purpose. So the golf outings are great. Thank you so much also for giving us just a vehicle to talk about these events.
Sure.
That they fuel the organization.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we're here for, to try and help out.
Yep.
And now we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about some of the other things that are going on local here and dig into that a little bit.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ryan.
All right, cool. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
When I feel bad after something I eat, I go out where the air is not so sweet.
Come Porta John.
Drop my tools and I run like the wind to that tiny shack that's 6 feet from the street.
The Port-a-John.
The Port-a-John's a risky place, I know. 'Cause if you light a match, the thing might blow. The
Port-a-John. All right, there you go. That's Elliot's favorite song, so we got to play it every time he's in here.
I do love it. I'll be singing it all day.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. And with that, Elliot, who'd you bring in with you today?
I've got my daughter, Marguerite. She got up early. She couldn't go back to sleep. We've got some errands to run today. Everyone's going a little crazy at the house. So, we brought her in.
Excellent.
But she's not saying anything.
See?
Get closer.
Go ahead.
Hi.
How old are you?
Swing that squeaky one over there to her.
Whoops.
Yeah, there you go. Pull that right down, Marguerite.
Mm-hmm.
Pull it towards you. Can you pull it towards you? There you go. Keep going. There, now say something.
We needed you last week. We had women in construction. So maybe next year you could talk to us during the whole show.
Okay.
All right. Explain what you have in the backyard. The backyard barbecue is going on today at your house, right?
Yeah.
And there was some other jousting thing or something. Explain what this is in the backyard.
So we have a bouncy house jousting thing in our backyard, and you stand on a stool, and you pretty much try to knock the other person off the stool.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is good for adults to be doing?
I don't know.
you realize we're old and we're fragile. We break easy. It's not like we're little kids and we can handle this stuff.
No, you don't break easy. It just takes longer to heal.
Oh, that's that right. What it is?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, cool. Well, thanks for showing up today.
Okay. You're welcome.
That was well said, honey.
Good job. So, Marguerite, you want to explain what's going on with the state right now? Where's the state? Have you been paying attention to your dad at all? Or are you like most kids and don't pay attention to anything he says?
I pay attention a little bit.
Oh, a little bit? That's good.
That's the truth. She's very honest. A little bit.
When your dad says it's time for dinner, you come down for dinner. Is that what it is? That's when you're paying attention? No. Excellent. All right. So, real quick about the state budget passed.
It did.
So everything's perfect now in Illinois.
That's like a fantasy book. My daughter would be reading.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, everything is not great in Illinois right now.
Okay. And then we've got like a a new soda tax thing going on in Cook County. That's like going over real smoothly, right?
That's gone over terribly, as you know by the sarcastic way you're saying it, yeah. Mr. Calgo. There's a lot going on right now in the state. I mean, a budget passed, and some people say that the budget was a balanced, responsible budget. A lot of people say it wasn't. We're not really going to know. Time mm-hmm. will tell. It creates $5 billion of additional revenue. Which the state needed. I mean, the state was bleeding out and still is mm-hmm. bleeding out to some extent. You know, the problem is there were really no structural reforms at all that was in that budget. And by that, I'm not talking about talking point reforms. I'm talking about things like pension reform, things that are really going to tackle the issues that are making the state unsustainable from a fiscal perspective. And that affects everyone who's listening to the show right now if mm-hmm. they're in Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Because out of that instability and out of that fiscal mess the state's in comes things like the Cook County soda tax. It you know, what the result is, municipalities, counties, and the state trying to raise money the only way that they possibly can right now, which is creating new taxes. It's not actually, I said the only way they possibly can, and I'm wrong. There's another way to do it, and that's to empower, energize, and make life easier for small businesses and to really generate income through a better economy.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we don't see a lot of that right now. We see a lot of the fight over new taxes in a variety of different ways. So
yep.
The budget passed. The state is still having very, very serious problems. The city of Chicago, same thing. The public schools, same thing. And that's a whole nother story because we don't even know whether schools are going to be funded.
Right.
When they begin this fall, which is a scary...
If they begin.
You know, most people say they will,
mm-hmm.
but they're only going to be able to go maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month before they run out of money. And if you're a family with two working parents and you're counting on sending your kids to school mm-hmm. when you go mm-hmm. to work and you don't know whether schools are going to open or how long they're going to stay open, that's just more destruction being put upon people in the state. That's just more uncertainty. That's just another reason to move out of Illinois. And it's just absolutely, it's ridiculous. It's mm-hmm. absolutely ridiculous, Ron.
Right. So with that, you know, like you said, the soda tax thing is coming up. LLC fees, I know that's been like being bounced around right now. We've got several LLCs that we work with, you know, with investors and stuff like that. And each time I got to sit down and write a check for $250 every year just to renew the LLCs. Is anything going on with that?
Well, how long have I come into the studio and said the perception?
Since 2010.
Yeah, since we started. Unfortunately, the perception of Illinois is that it is not a good place to own and operate a business.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the littlest things, and certainly $250 a year when you have multiple LLCs, $500 when you start an LLC, a lot of people will say that's not the difference maker for a business. But you know what? The perception is that this state has not done anything, really, for small businesses in a considerable period of time. Now, what really made me a bit livid this week was hearing that they may bring back the EDGE tax credit, that they're looking
really?
To do that. Now, you know, there's arguments on both sides of EDGE. But when you talk about bringing back an incentive that benefits big businesses, but you just can't move legislation that would help the small business community and make me say, as a small business owner in Illinois, I want to create jobs because this state has my back. I mm-hmm. know it's going to be okay here is ridiculous. And that LLC fee legislation passed out of the House. It's sitting in the Senate. We're waiting for Senator Cullerton to call it for reconciliation. He's been a champion for
right.
the small business community. But we need to get this bill called and moved so at least small businesses can feel good about something
right.
that the state's doing right now.
Right, yeah, that they're actually doing something to promote small business.
Right, and things like the soda tax, things like, you know, increasing other fees and regulations on small businesses, it's sort of like death by 1,000 cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you got to do something to empower local economies because you know what that creates, Ron? It creates revenue. It
yep.
creates tax revenue.
Right.
By not raising taxes, by allowing businesses to make more money, it allows us to hire more employees and then they pay more taxes. There is another way to generate revenue for this state. We just have to start doing it.
Right. Right, exactly.
And you mean make it someplace you might want to live and work and then just pay taxes? without you know, getting raped?
You know, the that was Rich.
Yes.
Always colorful commentary. Thank you.
That's why he's in Florida.
Yes.
Illinois, Chicago is a great place. Mm-hmm. Great people, hardworking mm-hmm. people. You hear that all the time. It's not just lip service. It's the truth. The state has to get their act together.
Yes.
Our politicians have to get their act together.
Right.
And as a small business community, as a major job creators in the state and the people that work for us, we have to demand that. It's time to be heard and say, get it together so we can grow our businesses.
And that's what the SBAC is about, Small Business Advocacy Council. You can go to sbacil.org for more information there. And you can go to mightyhouse.net also and click on there. There's actually a donation page there.
Which is wonderful.
Which you've got. You don't actually have to be a member if you're not a small business person, or maybe you're retired, you already closed up, but you want to help small business. This is a way to do that also, correct?
It absolutely is. And if you're looking to get a nonpartisan message out, you know, when we started the SBAC, we started it with Democrats and Republicans. They were just, you know, we were watching the politics on a state, federal, and local level and listening to lip service from both sides and nothing being done. We have maintained that nonpartisan flavor. We are strictly nonpartisan, and it's, listen, I don't care if you're far to the right, far to the left, green, libertarian, whatever,
purple,
whatever you are, the economy matters to you. Mm-hmm. And we need common sense solutions to end it, that not end the economy, end the issues that are impacting Illinois, the fiscal issues that are impacting Illinois, and we need to come together so that this state can thrive.
Right. So the other thing that just recently happened, too, that I saw was in the city of Chicago, the SBAC was working really hard to simplify the sign process for small businesses, because that was taking 6-8 months to get a sign put up. You're out of business by the time you get your sign.
Correct.
So now there was a new thing, because if it didn't stick out more than an inch, you could do whatever you wanted. Now, if you were painting the signs on your windows, there's a fine for that now?
Yeah, well, this is perhaps one of the most ridiculous ordinances I've ever seen, laws, what have you. If you put up a Yelp sticker in your window of your storefront in Chicago, and you want to leave it there for more than 60 days, you need a permit. You used to need a sign erector,
to put
the sticker up.
No.
Yes.
Yes. And my lovely daughter, standing right next to me, could put that sticker up.
Uh-huh.
And she's 12. So you still have to pull a permit to put a sticker up and leave it there for more than 60 days. And on top of that, you can't have more than 25% of your window.
The clear glass covered.
The clear glass covered with any sort of signage. Now, nobody would want 100% covered with signage, right? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe 50%
depends
fine,
on your business, but
75%
yes.
fine. You want to be able to see into the store, right, mm-hmm. to make sure there's nothing illegal going on. But this 25% rule is ridiculous, and a bunch of businesses got fined for it mm-hmm. out of the blue. And there was an article in DNA, Chicago, and I have not seen a reaction from Chicago small businesses or local chambers of commerce like I saw over this since we started the SBAC. And I think maybe it was just businesses are hitting their boiling point. You know, you've got all the new
everybody's
taxes,
done.
Everything going on, and all of a sudden, bam, you get hit with fines for putting a sticker in your
window. And who would know that that's illegal?
It's very difficult, Robbie, to get that information.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you're paying fines.
And who's
every day
going around checking right. us?
We got to go to a break. Thanks, Elliot. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys.
SBACIL.org for more information.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590. And get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, You'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, how could they do that?
Oh, they just go simply to MightyHouse.net, go to the contacts page, and click on sign up for the newsletter, and you'd know every week what's about to happen, mostly.
Mostly, kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of.
Well, I just want to say thanks to Elliot Richardson from the SBAC, SBACIL.org for more information. Barbecue's going on. He's opening up his house.
Nice. Yep.
39 St. Charles Road in Highland Park. Stop by, and you can make a donation. They're having all kinds of food and stuff like that going on up there, so it'll be a good time. I'll be up there at noon to 2 today. So stop
in. Oh, you're making your special appearance.
Yes, yeah.
And maybe you can joust.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll see how well I can stand up there and take a
while. Well, the trick will be sitting on the chair jousting and trying not to drop his tater salad.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I swear, if I didn't have work after this, I would be there.
Excellent. Excellent.
I would joust with you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I know you'd win, but.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
You know, it's funny, like when we just talk about City of Chicago and that, you know, when I was up there a couple of weeks ago, it's amazing how much you miss it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It is. It's a great city.
Uh-huh.
But it just makes you wonder what some of the politicians think, you know, not just up there, you know, like we have this great thing going on this weekend, you know, no sales tax on back to school stuff.
Right.
Nice.
So saves families a few bucks. It's nice. But I can't get solar because that's just not cost effective here.
Right.
You know, I mean, just some stuff just makes no sense.
Right. So each state's got its own issues. And
oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones. 847-475-1590. And let's get it started with Mike. And hey, Mike, you're on Mighty House.
Good morning, lady and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I'm calling just to say, Robbie, want to compliment you on a wonderful show. You and all the other ladies did a great job. There was no dead air.
You served
as a wonderful conductor, led the conversation, a very lively conversation. Great contribution from each and every one of the ladies that were involved in the show. There was never a loss of anything to say, obviously, with a room full of women.
I'm sorry. I don't even take that the wrong
way.
Glad
you went there.
No.
No.
It's true.
And that wasn't meant to be negative in any way or be a snip at you. I mean, you girls really put on a show. And I could safely say that you probably could have done 3 more hours.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these women can talk.
They were great. That young lady, especially, that you've had on previously, Ron, the electrician.
Lisa Albrecht?
Yeah. The electrician.
Angie Macy. Angie Macy.
Learned her wares from her father and her brother and everything like that. She's a very, very intelligent young lady and really seems to be contributing quite a bit to society. She's involved in school now.
Yep. And at 27, she's already got her journeyman's license. She's taken the Chicago electrical exam and passed that. And now she's actually teaching. So, and she's got a couple other licenses in some other towns too. So it's not Chicago's not her only license. So
and
amazing.
And as you know, Chicago is one of the tougher exams to take.
Oh, never again.
Yeah.
that one, you know, just set me back. I couldn't believe it mentally. But
yeah, hands down. But all the ladies that were on, and there was another point that you guys have brought up, the I don't know what if she's a commissioner or the lady that's...
Judy Friedland. She's the commissioner of the City of Chicago Building Department.
Yeah, for all the permits and everything like that. She's another very intelligent individual, not just a woman, but an individual. She's in the class and exceeds many men in that class. And you are correct, because I heard an interview with Rahm Emanuel, that in his choosing of her, he saw what she had done prior, both in her law practice and her other involvement, you know, within the city and everything like that.
Running the housing housing development
and
stuff.
I've got to say, she was probably, or probably is, not probably was, but still is, one of the greater choices or picks that he has made, because, like you said, she has really streamlined that program for getting permits, where, you know, you'd have to pack your lunch and dinner, and now you could be in and out of there in a half hour.
And it's incredible that, and it's been, she's been in there, I think, 2 years now, maybe three.
Yeah.
And the sweeping changes she has made in that department are huge.
Yeah.
And dealing with the people there, they're happy, they take care of you, you don't get the attitude like you used to. I mean, it's a different feel, different atmosphere, and I can't compliment her enough. She has done an excellent job there, and it's, you know, she's still got work to do, but the changes are incredible. And that's something for all the building departments to look at, not just the city of Chicago.
Well, and it definitely is not a small department. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think she has something like 260 people or more under her.
Yep.
And the only department that I think is close to that, you know, is like street and sanitation, because they have about 285 trucks on the road.
Right.
You know, especially during wintertime and everything like that.
Yep.
So, the people of Chicago are quite fortunate, and the people in your line of business are even more fortunate, because she really makes a difference for when architects or design people or, you know, people in construction need her wares, you know, the permits and information and everything like that.
Right. So all right, Mike, I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we appreciate the show. I appreciate the show. I listen to you guys, as you know, every Sunday. Robbie, you didn't miss a beat. Like I said, it was great. And as I've told you before, you are the number two female voice in radio. There's only one that's above you, you know, Felicia Middlebrook. She's just incredible.
Thank you so much.
She's been on for 40 years, and you're a little bit less than that, and you are just incredible. So I appreciate the time you put in and your contribution to the show. And, yes, we do need you, because we need, you know, for point and counterpoint, we need somebody to ask those questions.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate
it,
buddy.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Let's go to one more phone call here yet, and let's try and squeeze Jeff in. Hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House.
Hey. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
In regards to paint.
Oh, yeah. This has been the paint show. We didn't plan it. It turned into what primer and paint all in one.
No, we like it.
It's the painting show. So go for it, Jeff.
So as paint goes, when I go into flipped houses, of course I'm a home inspector, I just love it when I see kills primed all over mold on drywall and basement. So, you know, I don't care what permeability rate you got, it doesn't work.
You got to clean up the mold first. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
perm and mold have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I know.
Just cleaning it off and then painting over it, and, you know, and not giving it a food source. But yeah,
well,
everybody freaks out over mold. But mold is a non-issue, if you ask me. There's only two types that are really dangerous. You have to do a test in order to confirm the type of mold that you've got, which is a waste of money. It's just, mold is nothing. It's everywhere. So once you encapsulate it, you get rid of the moisture, keep your temperatures right, it's a non-issue. So everybody makes too big of a mountain out of it.
Well,
it's crazy. You're blowing it out of proportion.
Well, I'll agree with some of that, but some of these houses that haven't been occupied for a while, they actually have toxic mold growing in the basement on the drywall.
How do you know it's toxic? Did you get it tested?
Well, you got to test it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, Jeff does the testing. So if you need to test it done, Jeff can do that for you.
Yeah. And I have found it. I mean, I've found, you know, high counts of Stachybotrys and Aspergillus penicillium and all that stuff. So that's what you got to do.
Well, you got to watch out for it. Just don't prime over it, right?
Pardon me?
Just don't prime over it.
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's what polyurethane's for.
Yeah. Excellent.
And then on the sign issue, being an old sign installer, from what I've learned is, if you're going to start a business in the city of Chicago, the first place you go to is the city website. And look under, if you want to start a business in Chicago, read all that. and then figure out what neighborhood you're going to go to, and then go talk to the alderman before you spend one penny.
Yep, exactly.
You'll be better off. So
well, and that's usually what I tell people, if because we'll go look, they want us to open a restaurant or something like that, is go find your building, and then once you find your building, talk to the alderman and start your sign process. Start pulling the sign permit before you do anything else, because. Yep. By the time all your work is done and you're ready to open, hopefully your sign is ready to go. I mean, it's just this how long it takes. It's brutal how bad it is.
Done and getting it through the sign permitting process. If you're doing any lighted sign or anything like that, it's just brutal.
Yes, it's really really bad. So, all right, Jeff, I appreciate the phone call, buddy.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thanks.
All right, there we go, Robbie. How's that for a show?
Extremely fast. It just flies.
Yep.
Yes, it does.
Yep. And one more time. We'll just we got a minute here. Last week, the Women in Construction show that Robbie hosted, and co-hosted by Sherry Schultz from Crawford Supply, Lisa Albrecht from Solar Services, and then we had special guests, Allison Case from Integro Rehab, who was sailing that day. I think she called you from a boat.
Yes, she did.
Angie Macy from ANG Electrical, Martha Loreno. From Mr. Floor.
Loriano
from Mr. Floor. Sorry, Martha.
That's okay.
Mimi Altman from NARI, N-A-R-I, Chicago.org, if you're looking for contractors. And then Commissioner Judy Freiland, we've been talking quite a bit about today, from the City of Chicago Building Department. She is the commissioner there. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break, come back. I think Mr. Novak is standing in the wings, and we'll talk to him next about a little gardening stuff.
Cool.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. All right. With that, Robbie, you had one last thing, I think.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Careful.
I have
a nerd alert.
You mean something like this?
Nerd alert!
Yes. Good morning. I was listening to the segment on LED dimming flickering issue.
LED lights.
Doesn't say that.
It says LED lights.
It says LED.
Yes.
Which pronounced LED lights. LED. Both Ron and Rich were quote unquote spot on how to dim LED lights. Use a LED type of dimmer. Use LED lights that are dimmable.
LED.
Now on to the nerd alert on why this is necessary. Old-style dimmers use a technology that controls the voltage to the bulb by a method called, it's spelled S-I-N-E.
Sine.
Sine. Wave control.
Right.
The voltage is varied by turning on or off the portion of the sine wave in the AC voltage, i.e. 0 degrees, no voltage, to 90 degrees, which is 120 volts. Thus, by controlling the voltage, the bulb dims. That's why it's called nerd alert. However, this is not the case in LED bulbs. These cannot dim or even work by controlling the voltage. They are current devices. They require a certain
nerd
voltage
alert.
Level to work. LED bulbs can be dimmed by a method called pulse width modulation. Basically, by varying the amount of pulses sent to the LED, it controls the current but not the voltage.
Are we asleep yet?
PWMs.
I think we've filled the last segment of the show.
Pulse width, not width as in together, width as in length, width modulation, PWM. Circuits use a frequency of pulses. Most of these dimmers use 20 kilohertz or higher so that they cannot be heard by human ears. These circuits vary the amount of pulses within this frequency to control the current, i.e. 10% for low current to 100% for full current.
Yeah.
This is why in the case where Rich's radio will not work properly, since 20 kHz, which is kilohertz, is more or less like a radio signal. I hope this clears the subject up further.
Yeah, thanks.
Feel free
to contact
me. It does.
It actually answered I've asked a number of people why that would happen, and they didn't know. So
nerd alert.
Forward me that email.
Free to contact me if you have any further questions, and that's Mark in Ottawa. And out of the four of us in this room, Mark in Ottawa, you made one guy really happy.
Yeah, no, that last part was really good because I didn't know that last piece either. That's cool.
No, send his email on because I'm curious what he does. Either he's just a guy that likes to, you know, Google stuff, or electrical engineer, one of the two.
Right.
Or both.
Yeah.
Well, his email includes Haiku Master.
Oh.
So there you go.
Okay. All right.
So we need
I've been down
LED
here 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been down here 4 years, and I ask everybody if I have, you know, everybody's got outboard motors on their boat.
Right.
I said, okay, you got a 150 horsepower motor with a 12 inch diameter prop. And then you see a guy with a 300 horsepower motor, and he's got a 12 inch diameter prop.
Uh-huh.
And I said, if you got 300 horses, why don't you have a 14 inch prop or a 15 inch prop? You have more horsepower.
Right.
You're just displacing water.
Right.
I finally got an answer from a guy who used to race boats, and it all had to do with, you know, it's not just pitch and things, but and number of blades, but it actually waters a bigger drag than you'd think. And it's how they gear them so that they can run full out. So anyway, he explained it. I'm not going to go into detail, but it was just like amazing how many people could not answer the question and their boat mechanics and so on.
Nerd alert!
Yeah, I get it.
So what happened to Mike? Where's Mike?
Mike's checking out earthquakes in Oklahoma.
Oh, wait, he should go see my dad. My dad can show him all the cracks in his plaster walls. And actually, the last earthquake cracked some rafters in his house.
Ooh.
So
is this all from fracking?
No. There's no problems with fracking.
Oh, no, totally.
Fracking is not the issue at all. None whatsoever. Come on, Rich.
No, we just have earthquakes where there's no faults.
Well, there's faults.
Yeah,
no,
it is no one's fault. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, your parents pick great places to live. Your mom's water is flammable.
Yes, yeah. She,
and your dad's house gets earthquakes.
Yeah.
So, well, hey, nothing like a little excitement.
And fracking's not hurting either of them.
No. They frack in both those states, but in Ohio and in Oklahoma. But that has nothing to do with it.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Hmm. So without Mike, what are you doing?
Well, we've got a great show anyways.
It looks
even
like
though,
it's going to be an all-women show, like Novak show.
Yes.
Like we did last
today
year.
Today and part of tomorrow, too. Mm-hmm. And we've got big garden gloves to fill. So, sorry. So this morning, Kelly Nichols is here. Kelly Nichols is here from Moms Clean Air Force. And we are going to be talking about some of the manganese issues on the southeast side, mm-hmm. and some of the things going on with EPA and ozone rules and smog and keeping our air clean and some of the health concerns.
Right. Inside and outside,
yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Moms Air Force is pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
I thought it was, you know, they were flying planes or something and meeting kids around. And I thought, no. And then we start talking. And I think we had them on a few years ago. Talked to some. Then it's a pretty interesting thing. You don't think that that's a major issue in your home and around your home, but it really is. And
it affects health, especially of children.
Yep. Asthma issues.
A lot of asthma issues. And Kelly is the Illinois Field Organizer for Moms Clean Air Force, which is a national organization. In May, they surpassed 1 million members.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
And how long? They didn't start that long ago, did they?
Yeah. I'm not sure. We'll have to ask
four
Kelly.
Or 5 years ago. Yeah. They haven't been around that much. So, and then what do you got? So that's what's on.
And Rick DeMaio's back today. And
is
we're going to be talking about 2016 being the hottest year on record. No surprise there.
Not here, though. Other parts of the country, though, right?
All over the world.
But, yeah, Chicago's okay.
But today.
People are never happy. 10,000 years ago, we had an ice age. Now it's getting a little warm, and you're freaking out.
So, but if they're sweltering in Europe, you've got record temperatures on the West Coast. You've got an early hurricane season, so things are pretty much all messed up. And Rick actually sent me an article this morning that we'll talk about. The earliest Northwest passage by an icebreaker ever in July.
Yeah, I read that article. That was interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and then tomorrow morning, Lisa.
They got tour boats going through there now, which they've never been able to do.
Yeah, they're going to be testing out those props you talked about.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. And then tomorrow?
So tomorrow, Lisa Hilgenberg, a horticulturalist from the Chicago Botanic Garden, is going to be here for the full show for 2 hours. So in addition to talking tomatoes and plants and plant care, we're going to have Chris Bider from the Chicago Botanic Garden as well talking about ornamentals.
Okay.
And Michelle Hickey from the Resiliency Institute in Naperville is also joining us.
I know Michelle. Tell her I said hello.
Okay. She used to be with ISEA.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So that's excellent. Okay, cool. So you have fun?
Yeah.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah. Yep. It's going to be great.
You'll get a word in edgewise because Mike's not here.
I didn't say that.
I did. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. Conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. And if you want to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, where do they go? What do they do?
MightyHouse.net. Go to the contacts page and get signed up.
Excellent. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can look for the sponsors of our show at MightyHouse.net. Just click on the Mighty House team page. Next week, we'll have another Mighty House tip of the week, Clutter Clarity. In between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. Thanks to Elliot Richardson from the SBAC, SBACIL.org for more information. And stop out. And he's at his house, 39 St. Charles in Highland Park. You going to stop by later?
No, I'm going to be at Veggie Fest, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. We'll have a backyard barbecue at his house, so stop by. Veggie. For Rich Cowgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Cowgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday!
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.